Well, hey, everybody, welcome to episode 39 of the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast. As always, it's brought to you by our good friends at the Ankeny office of Iowa Realty. They're located at 1802 Southeast Delaware, suite number 103. Iowa Realty is the proud sponsor of Ankeny Fanatic. They have 75 agents specializing in residential, commercial, farm, and land properties. Well, we're going to talk a lot about recruiting today with two of the premier high school athletes in Ankeny. In fact, it's going to be the Brady and Brody podcast. In a little while, we'll be talking with Brody Brecht, a multi-sport standout from Ankeny High School who has already picked up Division I offers in two different sports. But right now, we want to bring in our first guest. He is a junior at Ankeny Centennial and one of the top offensive linemen in the state. Last fall, he was named to the Class 4A All-State Third Team by the Iowa Print Sports Writers Association after helping the Jaguars football team to a 9-1 record that included an undefeated regular season. He's 6'5", 265 pounds, and he was also selected to the Class 4A District 2 second team by the coaches. And in December, he was ranked the number 15 prospect in the state in the class of 2020 by the Des Moines Register. He is Brady Peterson. Brady, thanks for coming in. How you doing?
Thanks for having me. I'm doing good.
Hey, you bet. Well, I know from following you on Twitter that your recruiting has really picked up in the last couple of months. So how many scholarship offers are you up to now?
Six.
Okay, so I believe you have offers from Northern Illinois, Arkansas State, Akron, UNI, Illinois State, and South Dakota. Is that correct?
That's correct.
All right. Now, have you already visited any or all of those schools?
I have visited all but Akron.
Okay. What was your general impression, you know, on all those visits? Did any of those schools in particular kind of stand out?
I mean, they all stand out to me. I mean, at the end of the day, it's going to be where I fit in the most with the people. And, you know, they're all good people at the end of the day. So.
All right. Well, it seemed like once you got that first offer, you know, the others just started rolling in. You know, is that kind of what you expected to happen?
Yeah. I mean, once you get an offer and you put it out there and make a name for yourself, I feel like coaches start to take notice in you and start to look at your film and really dissect your game.
Well, you've had a busy winter. Not only did you play for the basketball team, but I know you took, you know, several visits on the weekends during the season. You know, has it been pretty hectic for you?
It has. It has been a long 2 months, I think. You know, it's just that I feel like it's every weekend. There's new, something new.
Well, we mentioned that Akron is one of the schools to offer you a scholarship, and I know that former Ankeny lineman Xavier Quigley is a graduate assistant on the staff there. Now, has he been involved in your recruiting at all?
He has. I had gotten an offer from Illinois State, and I think maybe a minute after he had texted me to get on the phone with him, because we had been texting prior to that, I think probably 3 weeks before that, and he was the one that actually offered me.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. This is pretty cool.
Now, when you were younger, do you remember watching him play at all? Or?
Yeah, he's actually really good friends with my sister.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
So thus far, would you say you've been enjoying this recruiting process?
I have. I mean, it's been a long ride. I know it's not over yet, but I've enjoyed it a lot.
Well, I know you have a number of other schools that are also recruiting you, but have yet to offer you. Among them are Kansas, Kansas State, Iowa, Iowa State, Nebraska, North Dakota State, and Miami of Ohio. Am I missing anybody there, you think?
No, Appalachian State, I think.
Okay. So you obviously already have some FBS and FCS offers, but I assume you're kind of waiting, you know, to get some Power 5 offers, huh?
Right. You know, I've been in contact pretty heavy with Iowa State and Kansas State, but, I mean, I'm just going to do whatever I can to get where I want to be, and that's, at the end of the day, Power 5.
Well, I believe you attended both the Iowa and Iowa State's junior days. Let's start with the Cyclones. You know, what did you think of your visit to Ames?
The coaching staff stands out the most to me. I mean, you know, I go to all these places. They might not have the most fancy stuff that all these other places have, but, I mean, the coaching staff is well on their way to being where they want to be. And Matt Campbell, I mean, I say he's special.
Well, when he came in here 3 years ago, you know, the program obviously wasn't where he wanted it to be, but it's been pretty, you know, incredible the kind of turnaround they've had, hasn't it?
Right, yep.
Let's talk about your visit to Iowa City. You know, I read where you met with assistant coach Reese Morgan on that day. You know, did you have any idea that he was going to announce his retirement?
I did not. I think he is the easiest person I've ever talked to at one of these visits. I mean, he's just so outgoing and he knows the people that are coming in, and it's very easy to talk to him.
Well, overall, what did you think of your visit, you know, with the Hawkeyes? Were you pretty impressed?
I was very impressed. I mean, they're not only their coaching staff, but their facilities and, I mean, all the things they have to offer you, their academics, I mean, it's all fits very well.
Well, I read where the next trip you have lined up, I believe you're going to be visiting Nebraska on March 30th. Is that right?
That's right.
So when you go over there, you know, and when you visited these other schools, you know, what are the things you're looking for?
I'm looking for if not only the coaching staff has a will to win, but I mean, I want to fit in with the people. I want to fit in with the academics. You know, at the end of the day, I'm not going to be playing football the rest of my life. So academics is going to be a huge factor in my recruiting process.
So what are you planning to study in college?
I want to do construction management or architectural design.
So when you're looking at these schools, I mean, do they have to have that program that you're looking at?
Not necessarily have to have that program, but something along the lines of, you know, not only like what I want to do, but what I think I would fit best in.
Sure. Well, I know one of the other top in-state prospects in your class, Josh Volk of Cedar Rapids Xavier, recently committed to the Hawkeyes. You know, do you have a timetable for making a decision? You know, would you like to commit before your senior season?
I think I'd want to make my decision probably by the end of the summer, if anything. You know, I think that if I keep working on myself, that the Power Five offers will come. I just got to keep doing what I'm doing.
So now, did you grow up as a fan of either Iowa or Iowa State? You know, if either one of them were to give you an offer, is that something maybe you'd jump at, or is it hard to say?
I mean, it's hard to say. You know, I've been an Iowa State fan my whole life, but, I mean, that's not going to, like, make my decision, you know, at the end of the day. When I'm down to make my decision, I'm going to put that beside.
Sure. Well, Iowa clearly has a track record of developing, you know, two-star prospects into NFL linemen, so I can understand, you know, why Iowa would interest you. You know, I saw a video the other day of Tristan Wirfs lifting 450 pounds four times in the hang clean with many of his teammates cheering him on. Did you see that video?
I did. That was crazy.
That was a pretty good recruiting pitch for them.
Yeah,
that was just nuts.
Coach Doyle he's special.
Pretty intense guy, isn't he?
Yeah, very intense.
Well, you have a few of your former Centennial teammates on the Iowa roster as well, so I imagine, you know, that would also be appealing to you to be reunited with them. You know, have you talked to Riley Moss or Trey Winters about what their experiences have been like over there?
You know, I've gotten in contact with Riley more about, like, when I'm coming, and I remember I sent him a picture of his locker when I went through the locker rooms and stuff, but I haven't really asked him anything about how his experience is.
Well, he certainly had a good start to his career, hasn't he?
Yeah, he has.
Now, with your size, are most of the schools recruiting you, projecting you as a tackle at the next level, or has anybody mentioned any other position?
Iowa State, Iowa, and Kansas State have all said, you know, with my size and my ability to move, that they could see me at both guard and tackle. So, I mean, I'm fine with playing with either one.
Well, in the old days, you know, the tackles would weigh 300 pounds, but the other linemen maybe wouldn't. But nowadays, they all weigh over 300 pounds.
Yeah, yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of size, you know, do you think you'll eventually be, you know, 300 pounds or more, you know, once the strength and conditioning coaches get a hold of you?
I don't know about 300 pounds, but my goal is to be 270, a lot of muscle. You know, I don't want to be one of those put on weight but not good weight.
Sure.
Get slow and not be able to do my job.
Well, I know one of the things that these schools, you know, like about you is that you're light on your feet and you have pretty good quickness for a lineman with your size. You know, what other attributes do you have that have impressed the coaches that are recruiting you?
You know, my ability to pull and my quickness, and not only that, but I think basketball is a big help. Seeing me play basketball, my film, you know, I move probably not the way that I should or that I look. I'll probably move a lot better than I look, but you know, I think that's a big help with basketball.
Well, yeah, you certainly showed during basketball, you know, that you move pretty well for a big guy. You even had a dunk in a game against Mason City last month. You know, I know you had a big smile on your face after you dunked the ball. Did you kind of surprise yourself a little bit when you threw it down?
I did. I remember looking back at Preston Kelling, and I didn't know what to say.
Yeah, well, that was awesome.
Yeah.
Well, now, basketball clearly is not going to be, you know, a part of your future plans, and you probably could have elected, you know, to skip that sport, you know, and spend all winter, you know, in the weight room. But do you find that these coaches, you know, like the fact that, you know, you are a two-sport, you know, athlete?
Yeah, yeah. You know, I think it's good for me to get out and do something that'll help me not only for basketball, but, I mean, it'll help me for football with my footwork and everything and staying in shape. So I think they like to see that I'm not just – that I care about myself, I guess. And getting better, not just lifting weights and doing stuff for football, but competing at different levels and different sports.
Sure. Well, if you do decide to wait a little longer, you know, to make a decision or maybe to wait for those Power Five offers, you know, you obviously got one more season on the football field. You know, what do you think are some things you need to show that you can play at that Power Five level?
You know, a lot is pass blocking. You know, we passed the ball a lot. Not a lot, I would say, but a fair amount, but You know, I think that if I show that I can pass block against bigger dudes, and you know, that's something Coach Polisek said, the when he looks at my film, he's thinking like, if I develop him, is he going to be able to guard a kid from Ole Miss or Michigan or all these big schools? So I mean, pass blocking is one of them that I need to really need to work on, and you know, staying with my blocks and staying down lower, because I'm a bigger dude, so I like to get up like straight legged. So I think focusing on staying down and focusing on my footwork.
Sure. Now, will you be going to a lot of camps this summer?
Yeah, I plan to go. You know, I really want to focus on Power 5 because that's, I feel like, where I could play. So that's probably where I'm going to hit first. And, yeah.
All right. And, of course, you have several assistant coaches on the Centennial staff who played football at the collegiate level, you know, including Andy Burdell, who played at Iowa. You know, have any of them given you any advice, you know, on how to handle this process?
I mean, Mike Fontana played at UNI, and he loves to talk about it. And I think it makes him probably more excited than me. But, you know, I mean, he just says, you know, keep working in the weight room, keep developing yourself, and it's just time. Time will, the offers will come. Just give it time, keep working, keep developing yourself, and you'll be just fine.
All right, well, we're coming up on spring break here. Are you heading anywhere next week?
I'm going to Hawaii Friday morning.
Oh, man, I'm jealous.
Yeah.
That'll be excited. Fun, huh? All right, Brady, well, thanks a lot for coming in. Really appreciate it.
All right, thank you very much for having me.
You bet. All right, you're listening to the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast, sponsored by Iowa Realty. The Iowa Finance Authority 2019 Mortgage Credit Certificate Program can save Iowa home buyers up to $2,000 on their federal taxes for the life of the loan for first-time home buyers. This program awards a tax credit valued at 50% of the annual mortgage interest paid and is available annually as long as the home remains the buyer's primary residence. Dave Lewis of Home Services Lending and the Iowa Realty Ankeny office is a participating lender. You can call Dave at 515-321-5913 for questions. He also has a variety of products and can handle all of your loan needs. All right, well, my next guest is one of the state's top prospects in the class of 2021 in both baseball and football. He was the leading receiver on the Ankeny football team last fall, catching 30 passes for 513 yards and 6 touchdowns as the Hawks qualified for the Class 4A playoffs. He was selected to the Division One, District One second team by the coaches. On the baseball field, he was named to the CIML Central Conference second team as a freshman last summer when he batted .316 with 13 doubles and 21 RBIs and led the Hawks with 3 home runs. Right now, he's competing for the Ankeny boys track team, and he just got done here with practice a little bit ago. And then he had to take an important phone call before coming over to our office here at MJ Properties, but he's here now. Let's welcome Brody Brecht. Brody, thanks for coming in. How you doing?
Thanks for having me. How you doing?
Hey, you bet. I'm doing good. Well, we just finished with talking with Brady Peterson about the hectic schedule he's had over the last couple of months, juggling basketball with some of his football visits. Yeah. I'm sure you can relate to what he's going through, can't you?
Yeah, a little bit.
Well, not only are you running track right now, but like Brady, you've also been taking some football visits. Yep. You know, in addition to attending some baseball showcase events. Yep. You know, has it been hard for you to juggle all these different things?
At times, it's a little hard. You know, a busy schedule, but you know, fit things in, so it's all good.
Well, the recruiting for you really picked up last month when you received an Iowa baseball offer and an Iowa State football offer, and they both came on the same day. Is that right?
Well, the Iowa one came a week earlier, and I was just kind of like keeping it to myself and my family. But then when the Iowa State one came, and I was really excited, so I just decided to share it.
Yeah, that had to be pretty cool to get both those offers, you know, that yeah. close together. You know, what was going through your mind? I mean, were you surprised to get these offers that early?
Yeah, I mean, definitely down the road, you know, I saw myself and I wanted to be a D1 player, but I did not think it'd be this early. So that's pretty exciting.
Well, and then the phone call that I referenced earlier was from Iowa baseball coach Rick Heller. Yeah. So even though you already have an offer from the Hawkeyes, you know, they must be checking in with you regularly?
Yeah, he just wanted me to call him, you know, see how things are going, see how the showcase went. And then they're trying to get me down to watch one of their games coming or in a few weeks. So.
All right. Well, now, how many other offers have you picked up since then? I saw where you got a football offer from William & Mary, right?
Yeah, that's, yep.
Is that the only other one you
that's
got?
That's the only one, yeah.
All right. Well, like I said, you know, you're only a sophomore, so are you a little surprised to be getting, you know, these offers so soon?
Yeah, definitely. You know, I'm not expecting it this soon.
Well, I'll ask you the same question that I asked Brady earlier. You know, did you grow up as a fan of either Iowa or Iowa State?
I was always an Iowa fan. You know, I was always cheering them on. But, I mean, I've always cheered for Iowa State, too, but Iowa's been my favorite growing up.
All right. Well, at this point, you know, do you think you're leaning, you know, one way or the other as far as football versus baseball? I'm sure everybody, you know, asks you that, you know, or are you completely open to playing, you know, either sport at the next level?
I don't really know what I want to do right now. Actually, I was just talking with Coach Heller, you know, he said that they could work it out so I could play both up there at Iowa, but, you know, it'll just it'll depend on how much I can take and, you know, where I want to go.
It's nice to have options, though, right?
It is, definitely. Yes.
Well, let's talk a little football first. You know, with your speed and your 6'4" frame, you know, you're obviously an attractive prospect at the wide receiver position. You know, do you think it's your size that is most appealing to the coaches that are recruiting you?
That's probably the number one. Yeah.
What do you think are the things that you need to improve at the most to show that you can play at that level?
I'm trying to work on my routes, clean them up a little bit, be really consistent, you know, win more of the 50-50 balls.
I know Iowa is one of the schools that is also recruiting you for football. We talked with Brady about how the Hawkeyes are well known for developing, you know, offensive linemen, and they've certainly produced a number of NFL, you know, tight ends as well. Their track record with wide receivers, though, maybe isn't quite as good. You know, is that something that you're concerned at all about, you know, if you went there?
Definitely. But I was talking with the wide receiver coach there, Coach Copeland, and, you know, he was saying how they run like a pro offense, and then you look at the Patriots, they run a pro offense as well, and they won 6 Super Bowls with Brady or whatever. And, you know, so they said they prepare you for the next level, but, you know, I mean, you kind of – I mean, at Iowa State, they're more use their receivers more and throw the ball down the field. So, you know, I just have to be patient, see what happens.
Well, when you look at what a guy like Hakeem Butler did this last year, I mean, you watch him play. I'm sure, does that make you think, oh, geez, I'd like to get out there and make some catches like that?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Seeing some of his plays, that would be pretty awesome if that was me out there.
Well, you've obviously also emerged as a baseball prospect after your performances at some recent events. I know you opened some eyes when you threw down at St. Louis and were clocked at 91 miles per hour. You know, that's going to make you an intriguing a pitching prospect. You know, if you do end up eventually playing baseball in college, you know, do you think you would focus on the pitching, or do you think maybe there's still a chance you'd be an outfielder?
Funny thing was that Iowa actually offered me for being an outfielder and a hitter. And when I went down to St. Louis, I was not expecting 90 at all. And then I've gotten Xavier baseball, you know, their coach, I'm supposed to call him, so I'll get to that. And then Rob Allison, the guy that like runs it, you know, he said that he's probably going to get a lot of calls for that, but yeah.
We don't see too many guys throwing 90 when they're a sophomore in high school.
No,
so.
I guess not.
Well, I know you pitched only 4 2/3 innings at the varsity level last year. You had 5 strikeouts, but you also had 9 walks. So your pitching's still kind of a work in progress,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, last year, definitely. My accuracy was not up to date, but, I mean, at these showcases, I've actually been pretty accurate, so that's good. Just got to keep working on the touching up, the finding the fundamentals, so.
Well, if you are able to keep progressing as a pitcher, you know, when you get to that point, if you did decide to go baseball, though, I mean, would you have to weigh whether, hey, do I want to pitch every fifth day or do I want to be an everyday player? I mean, that's probably something you got to think about, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I'd probably have to talk with probably the coaches about that.
Sure. Well, so when you visit these schools, whether it's for football or baseball or both, you know, what are the things you're looking for?
First of all, I just want to be comfortable there. I want to, like, if it feels home there, I want to see if it feels like home. And then, you know, definitely the academics will take place in that, see what I want to major in, what they have, so.
We certainly have a lot of time, you know, to make a decision, but do you have any kind of a timetable for when you would like to make a decision?
Definitely not this year. Maybe end of junior year, but I don't know. It's early, so I don't know.
You probably got to keep playing a little bit more both sports just to kind of see which one you're better at, right?
Yeah.
Well, and you talked earlier about how Coach Heller mentioned you could maybe do both at Iowa, and I don't know if it's realistic or not, but, you know, had you thought about that possibility of being able to play both at that level?
That'd be pretty cool. You know, the only thing would just be, like, my academics, because, I mean, I take that seriously. My mom would get on me if I have a bad grade. So, I mean, I'll definitely, because I'd have to be a student first. So, I mean, but I'd love to play both. That'd be really awesome.
So do you know what you want to study in college yet?
I'm not sure. My dad's an engineer. I've thought about that. That'd be pretty cool. But, you know, maybe business or something. I probably couldn't see myself doing anything non-sports related, so I'd probably love to get in the sports business or something like that.
Well, and then your education, I'm sure that's going to be an important part of, you know, the decision-making process as well then, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely.
Well, one of your classmates, Weston Folk, has already committed to play baseball at Iowa. You know, have you guys compared your recruiting experiences at all?
We've talked, you know, We've actually talked about like rooming up there together, because that'd be pretty cool. You know, we've been best friends since we could walk, so that'd be really nice. You know, we're really happy for each other, you know, because we've been pushing each other all these years, trying to make ourselves the best athlete we can be. So,
well, Weston obviously felt like, you know, he found what he was looking for. Do you think you'll just kind of know it when the right school and the right offer comes along?
Yeah. I mean, it's still early. I mean, Weston just felt it earlier than I did, so, but I know it'll come.
Well, your football coach, Rick Nelson, spent a lot of time at the collegiate level, including more than two decades at Northern Iowa. You know, have you sought any advice from Rick or any of your other coaches as far as, you know, what to look for when you're going through this process?
Yeah, definitely. Coach Nelson, you know, he's been there for me. You know, he's been talking with me, say, go to these camps, you know, and then he's made some calls to other colleges about me. And then Coach Walls, I mean, he's an offensive coordinator down in at Broken Arrow, and they're big football team, and you know, he's got some really good advice. You know, he's really good friends with the Nebraska people, so they've been really mentoring me, so it's been really good.
All right, well, I see you got a Sun Devils cap on. Is that another team that you like?
No, I mean baseball. We went a couple years ago into Arizona to play over spring break, and you know, I just got the hat. You know, they got cool colors in uni, so.
All right, well, we mentioned that you're running track right now, so which events do you think you'll be focusing on this spring?
I've been running twos and 400s, and then probably I'll run some hurdles too.
All right. Well, at some point later this spring, you know, you're going to be practicing both track and baseball at the same time. You know, how difficult is that going to be?
Coach Bob Vance for baseball, he always says, you know, put your spring sport first. So I'd be doing track, and then right after track, I'd just be heading over to baseball.
Now, do you think the coaches that are recruiting you, do they like the fact that you're a multi-sport athlete?
Yeah. I mean, everybody's told me. I know I've looked some stuff up. You know, a lot of college coaches like multi-sport athletes.
We're coming up here on a spring break, so you heading anywhere next week?
No, over Thanksgiving break, I went to the Dominican, so now I'm just going to relax at home.
Stay home and maybe run a little track, huh?
Yeah.
All right, Brody, well, thanks a lot for coming in. Appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
You bet. All right, you've been listening to the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast, sponsored by Iowa Realty. Iowa Realty is very proud and fortunate to have Home Services Lending, Iowa Title, Midland Title and Escrow, and Home Services Insurance as part of their one-stop shopping model. They're able to help you buy and sell anywhere in the state of Iowa. They can also help you, your family, and friends who are moving from anywhere to anywhere in the world through their business affiliates. If you would like information on how to become a realtor, you can call Mike Stanbro at 453-5350, or you can email Mike at Mike Stanbro, that's Stanbrough, at iowarealty.com. Come back next week for another edition of the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast. We got a special guest lined up for you next week that I think you'll really enjoy, so come back for that one.